The U.S. Justice Department dropped its probe into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell after admitting it lacked evidence. And voters in Virginia approved Democrats' redistricting efforts. For all of that and more, we turn now to the analysis of Brooks and Capehart, that is, The Atlantic's David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart of MS Now. It's always great to see you both. So the DOJ dropped its probe, as we said, into Fed Chair Jerome Powell, in part to clear a path to the for the confirmation of Kevin Warsh as his successor, but also because a federal judge effectively crippled U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro's investigation. David, what do you see as the takeaways?
Who would have thought? Lack of evidence hurts a prosecution. I think, first of all, Donald Trump, like every president, frankly, would love to have a Fed chair do what he wants because he can juice the economy at the right time for the election. Trump is obviously the only one who would actually act on that. And it should be said, we should appreciate the fact the Federal Reserve System is one of the crown jewels of our country. It was passed, obviously, in the progressive era. But you look at Greenspan, what Bernanke did was miraculous. I think Powell has been an excellent Fed chair. The fact that we have these independent agencies who are doing their job, with civil servants doing their job, is just something we should be proud of. And the fact that it's under threat and still under threat should still alarm us, even if we've had a reprieve on this. The second point is that Tom Tillis, the senator who is retiring, who is holding up the Warsh nomination, it would be interesting to see if other senators who are not retiring start doing that kind of thing, standing up to Trump now that his approval is in the 30s and not in the 40s. And I anticipate that a few more senators will discover some courage when it comes time to standing up to the administration that they have lacked for the last 8 years.